College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Chalmers Field in Dubuque, Iowa. It's American Rivers Conference action today between your Central College Dutch and the University of Dubuque Spartans. First and goal for Central from the 2-yard line. Cam Schulte motions left to right, lines up on the end. Hand off to Grunder, fighting his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Central! The Dutch strike first on a Jace Grunder 2-yard run. First down and goal for Central at the 10, right to left, tied at 7. Out of the pistol, catch and takes a snap. Looks left, back shoulder, oh, Schulte yes. Makes the catch. Feet down in the end zone. Touchdown, Central. Brady Ketchum, 10 yards to Cam Schulte.
Really nice back shoulder throw there.
9 minutes to go. Second quarter, 14-7 Central. Galting takes a snap. They run a bubble screen to the left, and it's blown up by Reed Packabear. Who else but PBR for a loss of 5?
Yeah, he's going to beat the block of a receiver a lot of the time, so great play.
Third and 10. Galtic play action, wants to throw, fires to the far side, tip, nearly intercepted, but it's Packabear again, that time dropping 15 yards off the line of scrimmage to knock it away and force fourth and 10, yeah. And a Dubuque punt.
So that's the same play they had success on, trying to fit the receiver between our under coverage and our, and Reed just did a really nice job of reading that and getting depth, and yeah, he had a great chance to pick it off too.
Now they go three receivers left with some pace. And they come to the near side for New. Schulte is there. Rowe is there blocking. New touchdown. Breaks the tackle and takes it in. Touchdown, Central. Brady Ketchum. A 20-yard catch and run to Ryan New. Joey Sia is on for the field goal. He's made one of two field goals this year. It was a 36-yard make. This is from 31, and it's blocked, and then it's picked up by Hirschman, and he's tackled at the 18-yard line. Central blocks the field goal late in the first half and preserves a 21-7 lead. Ketchum wants to throw, looking to the near side. He's got Cam Schulte at the 40, and Schulte breaks a tackle at the 50. He's on the loose at the 30, to the 20, to the 10, touchdown. To the 5. Touchdown, Central! Cam Schulte, 74 yards! Logan Sunbold on, trying to make this a 17-point, 3-score game. Late third quarter. This will be a 30-yard kick from the left hash right to left. Snap, spot, kick has plenty of leg, and it is good. Logan Sunbold buries a 30-yard field goal, and it's 31-14 Central. First and 10 from the 14. They empty Preston out of the backfield. Looking that way, Galtig under pressure, sacked from behind. They get him for the first time today, and it's Nick Bandy with the honors and a loss of 4.
Yeah, just a really nice job of staying after it.
Ketchum fakes to Grunder, looks to the right, throws wide open. Cam Schulte at the 10, breaks the tackle, and walks it in. Touchdown, Central. It's a Cam Schulte hat trick, that one from 25 yards. So it's after the play, they mark off the penalty, and it's first and 10 back at the 41-yard line for Dubuque. They're in Central territory, left side of the field, moving right to left. And Romberg to throw, firing to the near side, into double coverage, underthrown, intercepted! Gavin Smith picks it off! And with under 10 minutes to go in the game, that might be the dagger. Catch him under center, he's ready to go. Takes a snap, takes a knee, and this ball game is over. Central College improves to 6-2. The Dutch, 38. University of Dubuque, 21. We're catching up with Coach Jeff McMartin of the Central College football team. Dutch beat Dubuque 38-21 on Saturday afternoon to improve to 6-2, 4-2 in the American Rivers Conference. Coach, congratulations on the victory. What'd you think about this one?
Well, I thought that offensively we got off to a great start, and we needed to do that. I thought that we moved the ball pretty consistently throughout the day, and it came up with some big plays. You know, obviously some penalties were affected us, and we could have maybe handled certain situations a little bit better. I'm happy with how our defense played. You know, they were going to make plays. We knew that. So we knew it wasn't going to be a 0-0 game or anything like that. And so I'm really happy to get the win. Happy for our team, happy for our seniors and fifth year guys. And this meant a lot to them and to our football program.
And there was a huge sequence late in the first half where Dubuque appeared to have scored a touchdown to cut it to 7. There was a penalty. Then you block a field goal, and Brady hits Cam Schulte on a 74-yard touchdown. So now you're up 21 at the half. Can you kind of talk about how that just completely changed the game?
Yeah, you know, I think if you it changes like how you go about trying to score and kind of get back into things, or how you manage things from a play calling standpoint on both sides of the ball. You know, like now you got to think about how many scores you're going to need and what that it's a good and bad thing though, that when it happens like right before the half like that, you know, like you kind of want that to happen in the second half and instead of the first half with, you know, the other team might have a chance to regroup a little bit possibly off of that. But it was a big sequence. It's a huge thing. It really changed momentum for us, and we needed that. You know, every time I thought offensively that we answered a score or had a longer drive, those were really big things for us. And they're very, a very dangerous football team. And like I say, they know where they want to go with things and how they want to get the ball to people. And I thought they did a good job of that. But we kept things in front of us for the most part and made it hard. And we made them take a lot of time to do it. And I thought that those were really big things, too. I thought that we were able to kind of keep things on the field, you know, make tackles, make them, you know, take a lot of time off the clock in some of the drives in the second half. It felt like the second half went faster than the first half did.
Final score again, 38-21. Brady Ketchum throws for 333 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 of them to Cam Schulte, who had 6 catches for 124 yards. What was working well for those two today?
Cam and Ryan knew on the ends of things. I've done a great job all year, and they're very, very good football players. And Brady's done a nice job getting him the ball, and he throws it on time well, and his timing was good today, and he made some really, really good decisions with it, and I think that's shows growth and development on his part and improved play all year, you know, and has improved his game as he's gotten through this year and gotten through his career, you know. So it's a guy who understands what our play caller wants, and our play caller put some things out there today, I thought, and attacked things really well. I hope Michael Horowitz feels good about the game he called, because I think he did a really good job today.
All right, 6-2, hosting Loras in the home finale next Saturday. Your quick first thoughts on the DuHawks?
They scored 40-some points against Dubuque too. So I mean, they're a rapidly improving team. You know, they lost their starting quarterback either in the preseason or early. I don't know. I haven't watched the first game of the year yet of their game with Holt. But at some point, they lost their starting quarterback, who's a very good football player. And then they went from one backup to the next, and now the head coach's son is their starting quarterback now. And he's about 8 games into this thing, and you watch him on film, like, every week he gets better. You know, like, he played against Simpson, and that didn't go good, and, you know, next thing you know, they're just about beating Dubuque, you know, last week. And I don't know how they did today, or if they're in a bye week, or what they are, but, I think they're going to be a dangerous team. We're going to have to play well on offense. It's going to be somewhat similar to this, as far as, like, you know, we're going to have to do a good job on defense, and we're going to have to score some points. For sure.
Final score today here in Dubuque, Central 38 and Dubuque 21. For Central College head football coach Jeff McMartin, I'm Trevor Castle, KNIA, KRLS Sports.